Jason Vinberg was born and raised in Kodiak, where he spent most of his life.
You know, he grew up here on Spruce Cape. Our house is probably maybe a three quarters of a mile from there. And before it became top secret.
That's his father, Tony Furio. He's referring to the nearby Naval Special Forces Training Center. It's a gated compound at the end of Spruce Cape, a peninsula just outside of town.
The kids from here, from the neighborhood, I used to give them money, and they would go down there and get soda pops and stuff, and they had a little lake there, and it was also, there was no cliffs, and it was right accessible to the ocean, and they would go there, and then they would come back.
But on the evening of June 13th, his 30-year-old son entered the base after 10 p.m. His family says they still don't know why, and that's troubling them. All that's officially known comes from two short statements, one from the feds and one from the state. One says that Vinberg had tried to enter one of the buildings of the Naval Special Warfare Compound. It says he was confronted by a Naval Special Forces member, and quote, events led to the service member using deadly force. Alaska State Troopers offered a few more details. They say Vinberg had been tapping on the building's windows with a knife. His stepmother, Esther Furio, says troopers told her as much when they visited the next day.
This is a story the trooper had said. Jason did not leave. The guy on duty said that Jason came towards him and had a knife, and he was shot. That's kind of the short version, but it is all on film.
Nobody from the family has seen the video, if it does exist. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service is leading the investigation and won't comment until that's complete. Then its findings could be released under the Freedom of Information Act. Family members say they're confused by what they've been told. Vinberg spent much of that day painting his aunt's deck, and nobody knows why he'd be out after hours, prowling around with a knife about an hour before sundown.
He was very nonviolent. He's never been aggressive or anything like that. It just totally sounds out of character for Jason, but the trooper said that he'd seen the film and it looked like a knife. Now, everything was turned over to NCIS, so we don't know if any knife was ever really found. We don't know anything else about that part.
Vinberg's death certificate indicates he was shot multiple times.
The problem was that they couldn't identify Jason right away.
Esther Furio says he wasn't carrying a wallet or any identification. They learned of his death nearly 24 hours later. The call came from Vinberg's wife in Utah, mother of his two sons, who were 5 and 11 at the time.
Jason was identified by his son. He has his son's name tattooed on his forearm, and that's how they finally identified him.
That death certificate and their son's cremated remains are the only things the family has received. When naval investigators visited their home, his stepmother recalled questions they asked.
And, they were asking things, well, did Jason have anything against the military? And I said, no. You know, I have a son that's in the Army. Tony's Marine. He's never had any issues with authority or anything like that.
His father says he wonders whether race could have been a factor in the guard's decision to open fire.
He's Native. He has curly hair and stuff.
Jason Vinberg's mother is a Aleutic.
To me, as we've seen through our country with the police department, what's happened? What happened to all these people being killed?
It's hard to answer the broader question of whether Vinberg's appearance played a role. Statewide reporting of officials' use of lethal force doesn't exist.
I think that Jason's family is asking fair questions about how their son was killed, why deadly force was used.
That's Alex Claghorn, legal and policy director of the Alaska Native Justice Center in Anchorage.
And deserves some level an answer about what happened so that they can attempt to as more fully comprehend and move on, perhaps, as much as one ever could from the death of a son or a father or a husband.
Claghorn has cultural ties to Kodiak and was asked by the family to look into the case. He says the fact that the shooting occurred on a federal military base may be slowing things down.
I think that what is challenging is how long it takes for families to get answers.
A cursory look into Jason Vinberg's past shows some small stuff from his teens, but it's kid stuff. Driving off the road, a count of underage drinking, buying tobacco. His father says he spent a year at a state facility for at-risk youth in Anchorage. His son sometimes struggled with drugs. In his 20s, Vinberg was arrested for property crimes in Utah. But the family says nothing in his past pointed to violence or threats. Esther Furio says the family is willing to accept the truth, however unpleasant.
You know, everybody has their struggles, and that we're not saying our son is perfect, but there was so many good qualities and so many loving qualities, and he was so loved. And we've always said that, you know, the truth will set you free. And we have prayed that at one time the truth about what really happened to Jason will come out.
Coast Alaska contacted federal prosecutors with a list of questions. Later that afternoon, Tony and Esther Furio got a phone call from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage. They're about ready to discuss the case next month inside the Kodiak Police Station. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.